But tonight, when we talk about the gifts of healings, well, let's just look at 1 Corinthians 12, verses 7 through 11 for a moment, if we could. 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 7, 11. Are you all excited?
Yeah.
All good things are happening. Amen?
Yeah.
It says in verse 7, "But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge," amen, "by the same Spirit, to another faith," and we've talked about the gift of faith, we've talked about special faith, and we've differentiated between the faith that we live by and common faith to this gift of special faith, amen. Now notice, and there's so much more to learn about these things, you know, I mean, it's just an amazing thing. To another faith by the same Spirit, to another gifts of healing by the same Spirit. And so we'll stop right there. Now, the gifts of healings there is really plural. The gifts of healing, it's plural. And many people can be healed by the unction of the gifts of healings. But I want to stress tonight, just for a little while, that that's not the only way that we can receive healing. God in His infinite wisdom has put so many different ways that you and I can obtain and we can receive our healing. Amen? And so I want to just look at a couple of those tonight. Well, I think the first one is just know that you've been redeemed. Amen. How many of you know you've been redeemed?
Yes.
Praise the Lord. I like that. How about you?
Yes.
So turn over to Isaiah chapter 53 and just look with me at verse 5. We're just looking at some examples tonight. Knowing what belongs to you. You have a lot that belongs to you in Christ Jesus. F.F. Bosworth said this. He said that Jesus Christ, He went to the cross, spirit, soul, and body, to redeem mankind, spirit, soul, and body. Well, that covers our case. And then Isaiah 53, it says it this way in verse 5, "But He was wounded for our transgressions." Aren't you glad He was? "He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment needful to obtain peace and well-being for us was upon Him." The King James says the chastisement of our peace was upon Him. "And with His stripes we are healed." And so I believe that this is probably the best method by which we can receive healing. It's just knowing that it is part of God's redemptive plan and it belongs to us. And so we should be very familiar with the scriptures concerning our redemption. You know, there's a lot of things about taking God's medicine in the Word of God. Over in the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 20, He said, "My son, attend to my words. Incline thine ear to my sayings. Keep them, my words, in the midst of thine heart, for they, my words, are life unto those that find them. And they are health, or they are medicine to all their flesh." Woo, glory to God. God's word is God's medicine for all of your flesh. That means from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet, inside, outside, amen. God's medicine covers it all. So we want to be familiar with the scriptures that promise or say that we're healed. For example, Himself took our infirmities and bore our sicknesses. 1 Peter 2:24, "By His stripes we were healed." If we were healed, we are healed. And if we are healed, we is healed.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen?
Galatians 3:13, "Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree." According to Deuteronomy 28, verse 61, "All sickness and all disease is a curse. But thank God Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law. Migraine headaches are a curse of the law. Arthritis is a curse of the law. All the itis brothers are a curse of the law. But oh, thank God you've been redeemed. Amen. From all sickness and all disease." Now, God's medicine is vital to take, and we need to be familiar with the scriptures. Amen. So that's just one way and one method that you and I can receive healing. Amen. And then number two, let's look over at Mark 11, verse 23. Anybody familiar in this faith church with Mark 11, 23?
Yes.
Amen? Mark chapter 11 and verse 23. It reads this way. "For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Here's another way that you and I can receive healing, by simply speaking to the mountain. Speaking to the mountain. If something's going on in your body and it's talking to you, you need to talk back. Speak to the mountain of sickness and disease. Speak to the mountain of those things that come against your life. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Your mountain's talking to you. You need to learn to talk back.
Yes.
Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So part of speaking to the mountain is calling those things which be not as though they were. I call my body healed. I call my mind free. I call every organ, I call every tissue of my body functioning in the perfection to which God created it to function. And I forbid any malfunction in my body in the name of Jesus. I speak life to my immune system. My immune system grows stronger day by day. No sickness shall befall me, neither shall any plague come nigh my dwelling. I'm speaking to the mountain. I am a whosoever, and I whatsoever I say, I have according to the word of God. So simply say it. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Amen? Well, I don't feel so. Well, the Bible doesn't talk about feeling so. Amen? You can talk your way out of your feelings right into faith. And then notice with me, here's another way to receive healing. Mark 11, verse 24. Mark 11, the 24th verse says, Jesus said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire. Well, that would include healing, right?
Yes.
Would that include your finances?
Yes.
Would that include your loved ones being saved?
Yes.
Would that include turnarounds in your life?
Yes.
Would that include restoration for your soul?
Yes.
And peace of mind?
Yes.
Jesus said this, what things soever you desire. Now notice, here's the key. When you pray, believe.
Yes.
Don't wait for things to change. When you pray, believe. Right there. Believe that you receive them, and you shall have them.
Amen.
Amen? See, a lot of people want to have them before they believe. It doesn't take any believing to believe then. You already have it. But you see, we have the faith that takes. And when the Word of God says, believe that you receive them, another way to say it is this, believe that you take them. What are we taking? We're taking what God's already provided. But here's the key. We need to believe we receive when we pray.
Yeah.
And when you pray is right now.
Right.
And now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Amen?
Amen.
So say with me, thank God.
Thank God.
He has provided for me.
He has provided
for the church.
Different
ways, different methods whereby we might receive healing. Amen. Amen. If you shall demand anything in my name, Jesus said, you'll have it. Now, we don't demand anything from God, right? He's already freely given us all things that pertain to life and godliness, hasn't he not? No, we don't demand anything from God. What we demand is sickness and disease to go. We demand, if there's demonic activity there, we demand the devil to go. We demand our rights and we demand our privileges that we have in Christ Jesus. Amen. So there's commanding power and there's demanding power and there's faith power that overcomes the world. It overcomes the flesh. It overcomes disease and overcomes any demonic force that comes against your life. Amen. Now, another way and another manner that whereby we can receive healing is simply by praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Look over at John chapter 16. John the 16th chapter. And we notice in verse 23 and 24. And in that day, he says, you shall ask me nothing. What day is he talking about? He's talking about the day that he's raised from the dead. He's talking about the new covenant.
Yeah.
He says, and in that day, you'll ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say unto you, whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, what will the Father do? He will give it to you.
Yes.
The Amplified says, he will grant it to you.
Yes.
Amen? Now notice right along with verse 23, notice verse 24, and let's read it together. Verse 24. Hitherto or up till now have you asked me nothing in my name. Ask and you shall receive that what? That your joy may be full. Amen. So we're praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Amen. And I like what he says. Ask and you shall receive that your joy may be full. God wants us to live in fullness of joy. And it's yours for the asking. It's yours for the believing. Amen. And don't wait to feel it till you get filled with joy. Get filled with joy ahead of time. Thank God in advance for your healing. Thank God in advance for the answered prayer. Thank God in advance for your body to change. Amen? Thank God in advance for your children to come to Christ. Thank God in advance for things to change in our nation and in our country. Whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give it to you. I like that. No good thing will he withhold from his sons. No good thing will he withhold from his daughters. He cares for us so much. Well, somebody says, well, why doesn't he just do it? Because he told us to ask. He told us to speak to the mountain. He told us to believe that we receive. He told us to become familiar with our redemptive rights. So you see, God has his part, but we have our part. Amen? There's a Godward side, but then there's a manward side. Amen? How many of you are tracking with me? You can do your part. Amen? And if you will do your part, especially over here in Mark 11, 24, if you will believe that you receive, which is your part, you can count on it that God will always do his part. He will see to it that it manifests in your life. Amen? So praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now here's another one. Look at Matthew chapter 18. Matthew the 18th chapter. And notice with me in verse 19 through 20. He said now, if two of you shall agree on earth. Amen? You got to be on earth. Can't be out somewhere in the outer hemisphere. Batting your eyes. No, two need to be here on earth. Your feet need to be on the ground. Two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask. Notice with me, it shall be done. That just sends a thrill down in my spirit. It shall be done. It's coming to pass. It shall all come to pass. It shall be done. Now notice, for them of my Father, which is in heaven. Amen. Now, we don't want to be so quick to go around saying, oh yeah, I agree. This is something that you come into covenant, you know, with your wife on or with your husband on. Or this is something that you come into covenant with a faith buddy. Amen. Do we need faith buddies? You know, we were talking in staff meeting yesterday, Pastor Tom and Caleb brought this up about iron sharpens iron. Man, we need one another. Yes. How many of you know we can feed off one another's faith? Yes. Amen? So you want to make sure that your agreeing partner is truly in faith with you. Yes. And not sort of nonchalantly sloughing you off and say, oh yeah, I agree. Agree on what? Yes. What are you agreeing on? Yes. You have to be in harmony, number one, on what you're asking for. And then there needs to be this agreement, this symphony, if you will, this harmony of your faith and the other person's faith combined together. Ooh, it's powerful. It is powerful. Amen. I mean, about 3 months ago, my face was so swollen up, I didn't know whether I was going to make it to church. Something was going on in my face and, you know, I think Brenda was out of town or something and it was hurting and it was infected and all the sorts of things. But I had a faith buddy by the name of Pastor Tom. Come on. Amen. And I sent him a picture of it, and it wasn't a very lovely picture either. But he wasn't moved. How many of you know faith buddies aren't moved? Faith buddies will get in right there with you in the middle of a task, believe God along with you in the fray. Amen. And see things turn around. Oh, you need faith buddies. How many of you know we need one another? And incidentally, I was able to make it to church that Sunday. Woohoo! Glory! Take that, devil. Amen. But if two of you, see, a lot of people think, well, you know, if I could just get 1,000 people or so, you know, if I could just get about 10,000 people, everyone in the 916, 918, 510, 612 area code, if I could just get enough people to pray. Jesus didn't say that. No, don't misunderstand me. Thank God for a community that will pray. And thank God for a church that will pray. And thank God for a people that will lock their shields together. Amen? And stand against the wiles of the devil. But understand this. It only takes two. Hey, I'll be your two. I said, I'll be your two. If you need a two, I'll be your two. I know George will be your two. I know PT will be your two. I know Juan will be your two. Hallelujah. I know Montgomery will be your two. Amen. Be somebody's two. If two of you, shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, what's going to happen? It shall be done. Oh, I keep getting that spirit in my spirit. Say it with me three times. It shall be done. Two more times. It shall be done. What is it that shall be done? What you've agreed upon. What you've asked for. And you've sympathized a symphony, if you will, of your faith together. Amen? Now, that's not the whole verse. Now look at verse 20. Did you wear your shouting clothes tonight? I think we got some shouters in the house. I'd a whole lot rather have a congregation of shouters than a bunch of baby powders. Amen. Glory to God. Glory to God. Amen. I'm stirred up about you receiving your miracles. I'm stirred up about you getting your provisional miracles. I'm stirred up about you getting your promotions. I'll be your two. Glory to God. Pastor Nancy will be your two. Pastor Brenda will be your two. Mike the ex-plumber will be your two. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. If two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father. My Father and your Father. My Father which is in heaven. Now notice verse 20. Let's read this together. Verse 20. For where two or three are gathered in my name, there am I. Come on, somebody. Let's keep that verse up there. There am I. We could flip that around and say, there I am. Glory to God. I am who? I am that I am. I'm right there in the midst of you to see to it that what you agree upon comes to pass. Amen. Did you get that? The great I am is involved in this prayer of agreement. He am right there in the middle of it. Helen, he gets in the middle of our faith. Oh, glory to God. You get your faith buddies together, agree, whether it be your husband or wife, you come there, Jesus is right there. I said, Jesus is right there. He's right there in your midst. What's he there for, Pastor Mark? He's there for to see to what you have agreed upon comes to pass. I think we ought to raise our hands and thank him for it. Amen. Glory to God. It's coming to pass. Well, it ain't come to pass yet, somebody said, but it's coming to pass. You just stay in faith. And to stay in faith, you're going to have to stay in peace and not worry about it. Throw the stupid clock away. and get over into now faith land. Believe you receive. Lifting up holy hands, thanking Him ahead of time. Amen. Say with me, it's coming to pass. It shall all come to pass. Give Him a job. Give the Master a job. Give Him something to do. Oh, glory to God. Amen. And then, you know, you have people around you might ask you questions. Don't be moved by that. Well, what are you going to do if this, and what do you do if you, you know, how, all, you know, all these doubt-filled questions. You know what a wonderful answer for you to say is, He's working on it. That could be a code word around this church. He's working on it. I said, He's working on it. He's a working on it. He's working on it. As a matter of fact, glory! He never slumbers. He never sleeps. He's working on it. Yeah, but what about the finances of the church, Pastor Mark? He's a working on it. He's a working on it. The angels of the Lord are bringing it in. Amen. Amen. He's working on it. And that will, that'll help you stay in a position of peace. Not worried. Not fretting. Not anxious. Knowing that your good, good Father and your Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is working on your behalf. Amen. So say it three times with me. He's working. He's working on it. Two more times. He's working on it. He's working on it. Well, I've been believing for a mate for a few years. He's working on it. Amen. Ooh, yeah. And while He's working on it, He might be working on you. Amen. I heard Pastor Nancy there down there. You got to be careful, these little Holy Ghost girls on the front row. They kind of start preaching back to you a little bit. Amen. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Now, here's another way that we can be healed. Anointing with oil. I like oil. I specifically like olive oil. I drink olive oil. Not ounce after ounce, but I'll take a good tablespoon of olive oil every day. I don't put butter on my toast. I put olive oil on it. So, whatever. It has nothing to do with the message. Kind of carnal. Good word. Amen. Praise the Lord. Look at James chapter 5, verse 14 and 15. These are all different ways. God in His wisdom given us so many different ways. So many different ways. Notice in verse 14 of James 5, is any sick among you? Let him call for the doubters of the church. You better get the right elder there. Not an elder that's going to pray, Lord, if it be thy will. No, elders who know the will. Amen. Let him call for the elders of the church. Now notice this. And let them pray over him. Doing what? Anointing him with what? Oil in the name of the Lord. Now the oil does not heal. The oil is a point of contact. So that when a person is anointed with oil, then that is their cue then to release their faith and to take what God is bringing into their lives. Amen? Now notice a point of contact. Thank you there in the front row. Verse 15. And the prayer of doubt shall save the sick. No. The prayer of faith. Thank God for the prayer of faith. And it will save the sick. Another way say it, it'll heal the sick. And thank God the Lord will raise them up. But not only that, if he's committed sins, they can be forgiven him. So anointing with oil in the name of the Lord. And then number six is simply laying hands on the sick. Laying hands on the sick. Look at Mark chapter 16, beginning in verse 17. And these signs shall follow them that believe. One translation says, these signs shall accompany them that believe. Amen? Brenda and I came to church together. She accompanied me. What that means is she came right along with me. Amen? Well, these signs are designed to accompany the believing ones. Notice with me, it doesn't say, and these signs shall accompany the prophets. And they will. But this is not for just a chosen select few. These signs shall follow all believers. If they're believing believers. Amen? And these signs shall accompany the believing ones. Oh, I love this. In my name, what happens? They shall cast out devils. Montgomery just gave a testimony of demonic forces leaving that person. Amen? Now, to my knowledge, Montgomery doesn't have a PhD. Well, he has a Praise Him Daily. But he's not a doctor of divinity. But he knows how to take authority over the devil. And so do you. And so do you. In my name, they shall cast out devils. You don't go looking for them, but if they show up, don't be afraid of them. Just cast them out. They'll speak with new tongues. They shall take up serpents. And if they drink any deadly thing, you don't go looking for deadly things to drink, but if you do drink some deadly thing, it'll not hurt you. It'll not hurt you. Now notice in the rest of the verse, they shall lay hands on the diseased. Put your hands out right there. Say, these hands are holy hands. These hands are anointed hands. I am a believer. And as I lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Now notice now, sometimes immediately, sometimes over a process of time. But it's not your responsibility to recover them. Now get that. Don't get under pressure to think that you are people's healer. You're a vessel. You're a believer. You do your part in my name. Faith in the name. Say with me, I believe in the name. The name that is above every name. He said, in my name. They shall lay hands on the sick, and the sick shall recover. Now notice verse 19. Read it with me. So then, after the Lord had spoken unto them, he was received up to heaven and sat on the right hand of God. Verse 20, read it. And they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them. See, he's working with you. His side, your side. The Lord working with you. And what is he doing? He's confirming his word with signs following. He's watching over his word to perform it. He's watching over the believing ones to perform the miracles when they lay hands on the sick. Parents should be doing this. Parents can lay hands on their children if they're sick. Laying on of hands is a point of contact to release our faith. That's where the sick person believes and receives their healing. Well, that's enough for tonight. Did you get anything out of tonight? Let's all stand to our feet. Amen. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Let's do about 2-3 minutes of praying for signs and wonders and miracles. Father, we lift up holy hands tonight. We thank you, Lord God, for these wonderful methods, these different ways whereby people can receive their healing. Lord, here we are. Here we are, Lord. Use us for your glory. Here I am, Lord. Just say that to the Lord. Here I am, Lord. Lead me by your Spirit. Lead me to the people. Lead me to that person that you would have me pray over. That you would have me lay hands upon. Thank you, Father, for leading me and guiding me in this season of harvest, in this little sliver of time, in this dispensation. Oh, there's much that you desire to do. Oh, show yourself strong. Show yourself strong. Show yourself strong, Lord. Mille morande. Give glory. Give glory to yourself. Give glory to yourself. Through working through your ambassadors. Through working through your diplomatic ministers of the highest order. Oh, thank you. As wise ambassadors, we bring forth healing power to this generation. We bring forth restoring power to this generation. Oh, breke samarite. Lord, may our eyes not be on ourselves, not be on the difficulties that we're going through. Use us, Lord, of vessels of honor, vessels of healing, vessels of compassion, Lord, vessels of your power. Oh, brikisemania. Glory to God. Glory to God. Oh, thank you, Lord. God's dinner bell. Supernatural divine healing. Amen. 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 Raise a hand toward heaven. Say, thank you, Lord, for leading me, guiding me, and using me for your glory. In Jesus' name.